I am a lifelong Chiefs fan, and for me, the Raiders has always been Davidson, you know, Otis Taylor. I mean, those were classic days for the Kansas City Chiefs. Len Dawson, that kind of thing. And it's just real difficult. I mean, I'm being honest here. It's difficult for me to root for the Raiders, even if they're my hometown team now. It will take time. It will take time. Give me some time to deal with it. I'll do my level best. But when you got a quarterback named Mahomes and Kelsey and a great opening week win against Cleveland, it's difficult, folks. I've got a winner already this weekend. We'll see if we can make it two in a row tonight against the Ravens. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group. He's also the new political director for the Clark County Republican Party. How did that all end up? And is it a done deal? We'll talk about it on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Residents along the Texas and Louisiana Gulf Coast are preparing for Tropical Storm Nicholas, which is expected to strengthen into a Category 1 hurricane. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says Texas and Louisiana should be getting ready for a rainmaker.
Just a large area of rainfall, Louisiana back through Texas. Corpus Christi includes Houston, Beaumont, areas of Lake Charles. Any one of these areas, even Baton Rouge, pretty close to some of these higher rainfall totals.
The system's top sustained winds reached 65 miles an hour, an increase of 5 miles an hour from earlier in the day. If the winds hit 74 miles an hour, the storm would become a Category 1 hurricane. It was moving northeast at 12 miles an hour and was predicted to make landfall in the evening along the central Texas coast. Four pro-life students sue Creighton University over a vaccine mandate. Correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
Four students are suing Creighton University over its requirement to get vaccinated against COVID-19 to remain enrolled. The Catholic University in Omaha, Nebraska mandated vaccines among all students in August. The students argue that some of them feel pushed to violate their religious beliefs against abortion. The lawsuit filed this week says the students object because vaccines were developed or tested using cells from aborted fetuses. The Vatican has declared that such vaccines are morally acceptable when others aren't available. I'm Walter Ratliff.
President Biden is providing last-minute help to California Governor Gavin Newsom in the recall election that could remove the first-term Democratic governor from office. Tuesday's the last day to vote. Biden will appear with Newsom on Monday evening in the Southern California city of Long Beach. That event will come as Republican frontrunner and talk radio host Larry Elder hosts his own Election Eve rally to the South in Orange County. On Wall Street, the Dow by 261 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Conservative Nevadans, the liberal agenda in America is literally killing the American dream. It's time to fight back. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm hosting the Fight for Freedom, a campaign kickoff and conservative rally on September 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Join like-minded freedom fighters and guest speakers at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center. That's Tuesday, September 14th. Register at sampetersforcongress.com or on Eventbrite. Let's fight for freedom together and jumpstart the 2022 election cycle, and let's turn Nevada red again. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 5:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the first weekend of the NFL action was a good one for Las Vegas sportsbooks, as they won big on upsets by the New Orleans Saints and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Saints embarrassed Aaron Rodgers and the Packers 38-3, delivering the biggest win for the books, as the underdogs went 10-4 with eight outright upsets. The Steelers pulled off the biggest point spread upset in their 23-16 win over Buffalo. Pittsburgh was 6.5-point underdogs going into that game. Jay Cornegay at the Westgate Sportsbook called the opening day results a bookmaker's dream. And, of course, the Raiders take on the Ravens at Allegiant Stadium live, roughly in about 10-12 minutes or so. Donny Osmond's first ever solo show on the Las Vegas Strip just opened, but it's been extended already. Donny at Caesars Entertainment have announced the new production at Harrah's Showroom. A little bit of nostalgia, a little bit of new music. It now runs through November of next year. Also, Sammy Hagar has sold out his residency beginning next month at the Strat Theater. So it does sound like Vegas is back.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Remember, Hacienda Avenue is closed to traffic there at Mandalay Bay. The pedestrians are using that bridge to walk to the stadium from Las Vegas Boulevard. Also, bumper to bumper at the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 East at Main and 515 Westbound at Eastern.
Gather around. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two. Time is running out. Number three. Time is running out. Number four. Hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number three. We're going to be all over the map in this hour. We're talking about, for those of you that are just joining us, and we took a couple calls in our last hour, we're going to continue that. Those of you that have struggled, like me, to embrace the Las Vegas Raiders as your home team. I grew up with the Chiefs, Len Dawson and Otis Taylor, and some of the great rivalries with the Raiders, Ben Davidson. You know, it was a culture shock when I learned that the Raiders were going to be our team, because that makes it real difficult. I have remained a Chiefs fan. I am doing my level best to become a Raiders fan, and with time, maybe I will. With time, I just might accomplish that. But right now, with Mahomes at quarterback and Kelce at tight end, and the game yesterday, the huge comeback for the Chiefs over the Brownies, it's really hard to do. And again, just to give you a little bit about my background, and you know of my background, that I was in sports. I covered sports. I covered the Chiefs. I'll bet you I've been to Arrowhead Stadium, I don't know, maybe 500 times in my life. I've been there on game days. I've been there on practice days, coaching interview days. I even went to training camp with them when they were training in River Falls, Wisconsin. I spent 6 weeks, a couple of 3 years in a row, living in the dorms with the players and the coaches, and being out partying with the coaches. It's real difficult to deal with this. That's just a part of my breeding, if you will, that I was that was just a part of growing up for me. Interesting deal, though. Interesting deal. We'll get to your calls here in just a couple minutes. You want to join us? Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if you're struggling the way I'm struggling to fully embrace the Las Vegas Raiders. And by the way, their game will be kicking off here in just a little bit. About 5:15, I believe, is the time. One of the things that for me has been most difficult is because it's the Chiefs and the Raiders. If my team had been the Ravens or had been the Washington Redskins or something, they probably wouldn't be that big a deal. But for me, it's difficult. I mean, it really honestly is. It is real difficult. But the number 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. And I want you to hear Dr. Marty McCary, because there's been a lot of talk that I've heard over the course of the last week, I guess. And a lot of it has to do with children. There is a possibility that we're going to end up with age 5 through 12 kids being able to be vaccinated. And I find that interesting. Now the question is, should they get the two doses or just the one dose? We'll get to Dr. Marty McCary coming up in just a bit. First, let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Who got the bill for that stadium?
All of us
learned so well from the Just Win owner, the original, the pop
Al
owner,
Davis.
The
Al
Win
Davis. I know.
$2 billion. What people let, and our traffic's getting very LA-ish. Everything I fled is coming back in my face, Kevin. I don't like it. I don't like the Raiders. I didn't like the NBA All-Star game. I want my old Vegas back. I want the Mafia back. You didn't hear me say that. Good. I said good day, sir.
Thank you, Frank. Oh, my God. He wants the Raiders back. Oh, my God. OMG. Simply put. Tell you what let's do. Let's go to Dr. Marty McCary. This is Cut 4. And he is urging only one dose of the vaccine for kids, which kind of makes sense because they weigh less. They don't take up as much space in the car. You know what I mean? This is Dr. Marty McCary yesterday on Fox.
There's been a push, obviously, to get children 12 and older vaccinated. There's a report out saying the Pfizer vaccine may be available to children 5 to 11 years old starting in October. What's the science?
Well, we're going to see Pfizer report the results later this month, possibly early October, and we'll see what they show. You know, Pfizer recognized, in my opinion, that the dose was probably too high for adolescents. It never made sense to me to give an adult dose at an adult frequency to kids, to a thin 12-year-old girl. She shouldn't be getting the same dose as a heavy 50-year-old man. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing the heart inflammation complications really clustered around the second dose. And that's why I encourage parents to consider one dose for kids if they have not already had COVID in the past. And a study out of Israel found that one dose was 100% effective in kids 12 through 15. We'll see what the data shows in kids 5 through 12. But COVID may burn through the population by the time we get the authorization.
The Los Angeles School District is really trying to force the issue on vaccinating children. Is that a smart approach?
No, there's going to be unintended harm there, Mike, because one in 6,800 boys, about one in 7,000 boys approximately, will develop a heart complication after the second dose. And if we're immunizing people already immune, and remember, roughly 25 to 50% of school-aged children already had COVID, most asymptomatic, we could be creating some harm. I recommend one dose for those kids who have not had COVID in the past. Mandating two doses in a blanket way will have unintended harm, in my opinion.
Yeah, and that's why you got to be careful, especially because it's with kids, and their tolerance for such vaccines may be less than you and me. We don't end up with any kind of a vaccine. I don't know. I really honestly don't. Oh, by the way, the big star of the show was Joe Manchin yesterday. And Joe Manchin, in fact, let's go to cut one. This is Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, who holds all the cards relative to breaking up the filibuster. He apparently, so far, is not going to do it for this bill. He might do it for other bills. But this is Joe Manchin. This is cut one. The senator from West Virginia. This is cut number one, Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia. Here it is.
Party leader Chuck Schumer says he's moving, quote, full speed ahead with this package. Will he have your vote?
And that's fine. He can't. He will not have my vote on 3.5, and Chuck knows that. And we've talked about this. We've already put out $5.4 trillion, and we've tried to help Americans in every way we possibly can. And a lot of the help that we put out there is still there, and it's going to run clear until next year, 2022. What's the urgency? What's the urgency that we have? It's not the same urgency that we have with the American Rescue Plan. We got that out the door quickly. It was about $2 billion, $2 trillion. And on top of that, you know, all the things we've had with the CARES package, everything leading up to that. So we have done an awful lot, and there's still an awful lot of people that need help. But you have 11 million jobs that aren't filled right now. 8 million people are still unemployed. Something's not matching up. Don't you think we ought to hit the pause and find out the vulnerability that we have, Dana, right now? We don't know what happened with this COVID. It's awful coming back the way it is with the vengeance. We don't know about inflation. We know it's running rampant right now. I can tell you in West Virginia, inflation's running rampant. And on top of that, the challenges we're going to have, geopolitical challenges, shouldn't we be prepared?
So I want to ask you about a lot of that. But are you saying it's the price tag, it's the timeline, both?
It's the urgency. Do we have the urgency to do what they're wanting to do in such a quick period of time?
But can you be specific? Okay, let's talk about the dollar sign.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific number in mind?
Here's a number you should be getting to. First of all, I have agreed to get on to the reconciliation because that's the time for us to make financial adjustments mm-hmm. and changes. I thought the 2017 tax code and tax law, the way it was changed, was very, very, very unfair, and it was weighted to the heavy to the wealthy.
So what's the number?
And the bottom line is what the number would be, what's going to be competitive in our tax code. I believe that the corporate rate should be at 25, not 21.
But what's the overall number for the budget bill?
I think that you're going to have to look at it and find out what you're able to do through a reasonable, responsible way.
So then how do you know that it's not 3.5?
It's going to be at 1.5. We don't know where it's going to be.
So you think ballpark 1.5?
It's not going to be at 3.5, I can assure you. But with that, whatever it is, once you have a competitive tax code, that you can compete globally, And then you should look at what the need is. What's the urgency and the need that we have?
And I'm, again, I want to get to that, but just because this is the thing that people consume. Do you have a ceiling?
My ceiling is this: the need of the American people, and for us to basically take in consideration inflation.
Mm-hmm.
No one's concerning about the debt. You know, our debt as of Friday was $28.75 trillion. And we're not even talking about that. No one's talking about that.
So you just said 1.5. It sounds like 1.5
trillion. I'm just saying that basically, I've looked at numbers, if we have a competitive tax code from a non-competitive, it doesn't help the working person that was done in 2017, that's in the 1-1.5 range, okay? If that's where it is, shouldn't you be looking at what does it take now to meet the urgent needs that we haven't already met?
That's Joe Manchin. He holds all the cards in the United States Senate relative to the human infrastructure bill. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Go to John. John, you're up on Live and Local. I'm so glad you called. Hi.
Well, hi. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm good, Joe.
All right.
I'm great.
I'm glad to hear that. Look, I just wanted to mention something about the vaccines that are available, you know, for COVID. And I wanted to mention one that you don't hear much about that is an old-school type vaccine that they don't allow in the U.S., but it's called Covaxin, and it's by a company named Ocugen, and it is very effective. But it's old school. What I mean by that is that it's in, it has a dead, it has an inactive way of doing things. It's not the stuff that they're using here in this country.
What is it designed for? What is it designed
for? It's called Covaxin. Say it again.
What is it designed to do? What disease does it fight, or vaccine, or
it fights COVID-19, and it's used in other countries,
but just not
and
here.
It's very successful, and it has a real high efficacy rate. It's very effective, but they don't allow it in this country. And I want people to know about it to try to get it in this country. It's called Covaxin.
I'll tell you what I will do. I will ask my medical team what they know of Covaxin.
Covaxin.
That's right. Okay.
And it's very solid, and it's the old school type that we've always used, and this would really help people who are hesitant, and it's very safe, and it works.
Hey, I'm glad you called, John. Thanks. The word is out, Covaxin. Check it out. Google it. Find out more about it. And then make your decision. Now the question is it a prophylactic? Is it something that after you get the disease, you treat it with, or is this something that is truly like a vaccine? We'll talk about that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get $20 off an AC recharge. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. You and I both know that there is something seriously wrong with the way Nevada has been managed. Mr. Sisolak closed our businesses, our schools, our places of worship, and even silenced objecting voices. And now, as more facts come out, it looks like much of the economic and emotional damage promoted by our current governor was unnecessary. So can you really trust Mr. Sisolak to protect your gun rights? Remember, this is a guy who made your COVID suffering worse. I don't think he cares about your right to own and bear arms. I'm Fred Simon, a working MD, a medical doctor, living in Douglas County. I will end the extreme and irresponsible policies enforced by reckless politicians. Learn more anytime and please join us at simonforgovnv.com. simonforgovnv.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Raiders fans, the silver and black play today. Visit any participating Terrible Chevron location today for your chance to shop, scratch, and score this week's $1,000 Raiders shopping spree. Terrible's is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Raiders. Visit Terrible's.com for more details.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have Pat Casal on the show. He's the owner of the MultiCare Group. He fills in for me when I'm off, near holidays. I get an extra day off because he's gracious enough to fill in for me. And he joins us. Pat, how you been, my friend?
Kevin, I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing great.
I apologize. Since T-Mobile merged, their service isn't... my phone wasn't ringing, and I apologize. I've been sitting at my desk the whole time.
No problem at all. Good to finally get you. I got to ask you, because you've added, in addition to owner of the MultiCare Group, we can now add to that political director, Clark County Republican Party. Is that deal settled finally?
Well, it's settled on one side. The state recognizes it as well. The problem is the other faction doesn't want to accept it. So right now, that on their side, they're going to probably fight off as much as they can. I think they're going to find themselves on the 21st. They're going to have a meeting, and so are we. And I guess whoever has the strongest meeting will survive. And I know they're going to do a Zoom meeting. We're having a meeting over at the Ahern. And there's a lot of things coming. There's a lot of changes coming. We're going to have I'm already working on some ideas where we can have meet the candidate breakfast. I want to have a meet the board dinner type of thing. They're fundraisers. They won't be at normally. They're not going to be looking for big profits. We're just looking to make a few bucks. But more importantly, we want to meet with the membership and find out what they're looking for, what their goals are, what their expectations are of a current body.
Tell us who's on the new board.
Great question. So our new board, our chairman, his name is Jesse Law. He's been around for a long time. He's been the whip for Nevada for the longest time. He's done a hell of a job, knows what he's doing. He worked with the Trump campaign. Well, he brings a lot of practice to the